Hallelujah. And every heart say amen. 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 I'm with you, Sister Chris. I hear the music. It just made me hot. I just have to holler. Amen. Y'all gotta stop. I want my dancing shoes today. Amen. Oh. If you feel his presence, just say hallelujah. Amen. Those of you with your Bibles, please turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 3. And when you have found it, please stand to your feet. We will read two verses, Gospel of John, chapter 3, after we make our proclamation. Gospel of John, chapter 3. Let's hold our Bibles high. Please repeat after me. This is my Bible, God's holy word. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I have. And today, I submit myself to God that he may prove his word in my life today. Amen. John chapter 3. Together we will read verses 16 and 17. Verses 16 and 17. When you have found it, say amen. Let us read. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him. Let's look at verse 16. Read that one more time. What are those two words? One more time. All right. But have. Amen. You may be seated in his presence. Look at one of your neighbors and smile and repeat after me. In case you didn't know it, God really loves you. When we get to this passage, when we get to the month of December, those of us who have been stingy at least 11 months, all of a sudden, our heart opens up, and we decide to give. Those of us who have been felt mistreated all year, our hearts close up, and we decide to make people pay for what they have not given us all the rest of the year. But then we look in the scripture that says, for God so loved. Before we even get to this, I want you to your mind to, don't turn, but your mind goes back to the very book of Genesis. We learned that God had put everything in order before he made man. He had laid everything out. Everything had a purpose. And after he had set everything in motion, then on day six, he said, let us make man in our image. And let us give him dominion over all that we have. And then when God did bring man on the scene, he understood that men had a mind and they needed something to do with their mind. So the first job he gave to Adam was to name the animals. God meant for Adam to work his mind. He did not mean for him to toil. He did not mean for him to sweat in the beginning. But he did want him to use his mind. And every time Adam named an animal, it was to the glory of God. Every time Adam used his mind to say, God, this is what this looks like to me, God was allowing him to use the genesis, the geniuses of his mind, and name that animal. And then as more and more came up on him, at some point in his life, Adam became disobedient. And when he became disobedient, then Adam had to sweat from the toil of his brow. But in the beginning, it was not that Adam was to toil, because God wanted Adam to be made to be free to praise and worship God. If all he had to do was work his mind, surely he would have taken time out to say, God, look how awesome you are. God, look what you've done. God, just look at all this. And all I have to do is get up in the morning and say thank you. Lay down at night and say thank you. God, I'm so happy that you made me. But then along came other men. Other toils, other trials and tribulations. And that's where we come to verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave. Children of God, if you don't hear anything else, learn this. You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving. Before we even were, as my grandmother used to say, when we were a pimple in our mother's eye, a beam in our daddy's heart, God loved us. He knew we were coming, so therefore he made preparation. God did not have any mistakes. All of us are here because he loved us. The scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave. And children of God, right now, some of us have hard, we have hardened our hearts because we wanted something in January, but still here in the first Sunday of December, we still don't have it. And we're mad at a whole lot of people. But I came to tell you, if you don't have it now, the problem is not God, but it is us. If you didn't get what you thought you should have gotten, you still need to raise your hand and thank God that you didn't get what you deserve. Some of us been real nasty this year. Some of us have been hateful this year. And when we looked over in 1 Corinthians, he said, though I bestow my good, I am nothing. I don't care if you know the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. If you have art in your heart, don't you know it was love that washed it out? Don't care what kind of label you have in the back of your clothes, but if you don't have Jesus love me on your heart, in hell, you will lift up your eyes. Don't care how tight and short your skirt is. Don't care how fine your suit is. What color shoes you got on. God ain't tempted by nobody, but he loves us in the muck and the mire of our mess. God loves you, St. John. And then he said he gave. And he gave his best because he gave his only begotten son. And children of God, I want you to understand, nobody made him give. Nobody forced him to give. Nobody tricked him into giving. But God looked out. When he made everything else in Genesis, he said, this is good. But when he made you and me, he said, this is very good. And we need to look at each other right now and tell him, you look very good to me. Because you understand, God made us in his image. He made us in his likeness. And out of every other creation, man is the only one that can open his mouth and say, God, I thank you. God, I love you. God, I trust you. Man is the only one. And the sad token is, man is also the only creation that will stand and look to God and say, I don't like this. I don't like that. I'm sick of this. No other creation would dare to stand before God and be displeased. Somebody said, help me, Lord. Then he said, look at it, that the world through him, God, Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. We have to pay attention. The word said, should not perish. But I want you to know God has a permissive and a perfect will. If you just decide hell is where you want to go, then that's where you'll go. But you have to jump over all of the scriptures. You have to jump over all of the prophets, all of the apostles, all of the preachers, all of Jesus Christ. You have to jump over all of that. He said, I don't want you to perish. Look at your neighbor and say, but it is possible. Some of us still got hell in us back from January 2000, period. Still mad. Ain't speaking to our neighbor. They killed my cat. I'm killing they dog. Praise the Lord. Got fired from my last job. Still don't speak to people. But he said that you should not perish. Children of God, understand that God opens, he openly allows us to cut up. And then just like the chance he gave me yesterday, I could have went all the way to Fairview High still mad. Wasn't hurt nobody but myself. Wasn't nobody mad but me. Didn't nobody want to fight but me. And when God let me know I could take you right now, I said, oh, Lord. How many times does God keep pulling our chain, letting us know? Don't you realize how quick death can come up on you? Don't you realize that he will withdraw his breath from 1 minute, from 1 second, on any given hour? We would go back to the nothingness from whence we came. But as the choir sang, there's no God like Jehovah. How many of you know God will work with you through your mess? How many of you know in baseball, 3 strikes you out. But when it comes to God, you'll get 1 strike and 2 strikes. And then he said, take another strike, take another strike. With God, you never get to strike 3. Because God doesn't want you to be knocked out of the game. God says, I'm going to give you 1 more chance. I'm going to give you 1 more chance. Even sitting looking at you this morning, first Sunday, December 2007. I don't know, but somebody had another chance in February and messed it up. He said, that's all right. He gave you March and you messed it up. He said, that's all right. He gave you another chance in April, in May, in June, and July. We are here today because God keeps giving us chances after chances after chances after chances after chances. Because he does not want us to perish. He does not want us to fail. If we don't have anybody else in our cheering section, we've got God to tell us to come on. You can make it. You can do it. You don't have to stay in the mud. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I'm already happy. He says in his word, but have everlasting life. God doesn't want us to have toil and trouble each and every day of our life. Don't you know, child of God, that if we just walk in his word, he said he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. God doesn't want you to work on a job so that you can't never lift your hands and say hallelujah. He doesn't want us to be too tired to say hallelujah, be too sick to say amen, can't raise our eyes up and say Jesus. But we want so much. Let me tell you, God is just not in the business of giving us what we need, but he will also give us some of our wants. And I don't know about you, but that's a thank you, Jesus. See, say, John, I'm not like y'all. See, God's still working on me. Because, see, somewhere down the line, I wanted some stuff that would have hurt me. And God didn't give it to me. Wanted to do some things that would have hurt me. And he wouldn't allow it. But he told me to just stand still and watch my glory. Just stand still and let me fight for you. Because when God fight for me, I don't have to repent. When God fight for me, I can just stand there. When God fight for me, the devil in hell ain't nothing to me. So I have to stand there and say, thank you, Jesus. Didn't have to cut like I wanted to. Thank you, Jesus. Didn't have to fight when I wanted to. Thank you, Jesus. When the doors open, I just walk right on in. Hallelujah. Why? Because God. what you need. I'll do the fighting. All he wants us to do is stand on the sideline and just look good. Can you just stand and look good for the Lord? I don't care what you say about me, because baby, let me tell you, the more you talk, I'm going to bend my knee. Talk about me as much as you please. Hallelujah. Last time I checked, they talked about Jesus Christ, and he's still all right with me. He said here, he doesn't want us to perish. Then he said in verse 17, he said, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. Children of God, let me tell you, we are to evangelize the world one person at a time. But there's going to be people that don't want to hear about his salvation. There's going to be people that like the mess that they're in and don't want to be set free. There's going to be people that's going to tell you, get out of my face. I heard that mess. The last time I checked, tithing doesn't work. Sunday school doesn't work. Praising God doesn't work. Leave me alone, because God ain't did nothing for me. And when you come across those people, you got to tell them, if you want to see a miracle, look at me. If you want to see a tithing work, look at me. If you want to see God answer prayer, ask me some questions. I'm here to tell you, God is a savior right now for 2007. I don't know how many doctors you've been to, but I know a doctor. Hallelujah. He is a doctor that never lost a case. He is a lawyer that stands better than Perry Mason. I'm talking about God. I'm talking about God. How many of you know him? Do you know a God? Hallelujah. I know the God that when the doctor say no, he says yes. When they tell you you fired, he says you hired. When they tell you you can't go here, he said open the door. He said go on in there. I know a God. I know a God who says as long as you are my child, you won't bring up the rear, but the rear be coming after you. Because he said the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. I know a God. Hallelujah. Jesus. He says here, but he sent his son not into the world to condemn. Father God, catch your breath. This is a hallelujah scripture. Some of us have been working with stuff from our childhood, and we still get upset. We're so ashamed, because when we were younger, we were not the best looking child in our family, and we still got that in our heart. We were not the smartest person in our family, and it's still in our heart. Daddy left me. Mama left me. Sister ain't like me. I ain't never did this. Could never do that. Don't you know that stuff is from Satan? God is not condemning you. He said, I don't care who don't want to look at you. You look good to me. I don't care how smart they say you're not. You're smart enough to do my bidding. I don't care what money you ain't got. I got more money than all of the banks and all of the world. Just ask me what you need. I will supply it. I'm not trying to condemn anybody today. And I know we're sitting up in church saying, well, Lord, did you see me when I was growing up? Child of God, I want you to know, God wasn't just looking at you when you were growing up, but he looked at all of us. All the crazy stuff we did in our teens, the stuff we did in our 20s, the stuff we did in our 30s. God even knew what we're going to do when we get to 90 years old. That ain't bothering him. Somebody said, help me, Lord. He says, right now, don't sit there and be concerned about who knows your background. Don't be limited because what you did years ago. There is nobody sitting here right now who's got a lily white past. We all ex-offenders. We're either ex-drug addict, ex-drunk, ex-prostitute, ex-pimp. We ex-something. We ex-liars, ex-backbiters. We ex-something. We ex thieves, ex robbers, ex homebreakers. You know what you did? I know what I did. Don't ask me no question. I'll tell you no lies. But God forgave me. Hallelujah. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt, whatever we used to do is just that. It's what we used to do. Whoever we used to be, it's just that, who we used to be. But on this first Sunday of the last month of the year, you got an opportunity to take out the trash. Take all that mess that you used to talk about. Take out all that stuff you used to do. Tell your devil behind you, baby, you get a new paper on me. God wrote a new prescription. He wrote me a letter. He said, I don't have to cuss no more, but he wiped my mouth, put a new song in my heart, got a new step to my dad's step. I ain't got to do it no more. Now, hallelujah. Don't have to make no more booty calls. God done called me with my booty. Give yourself over to the Lord. He don't only change the length of your skirt. He changed the trail of your mind. He lets us know we are more than what our parents ever been. We are more than our sisters and brothers, not with him. He said that we are the head and not the leg. We are above and not beneath. We are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. We have been called out of darkness into light, and you better act like it. And studying for this lesson, I remember my brothers years ago. My mother would buy us new outfits for whatever holiday. And they would come in muddy, nasty, and stinky. And I want to put my new clothes on. Just put them on, just stinky as they could be. And mama would say, baby, you need to wash first. So they did a trick. They would go in the bathroom, close the door, run the water, and come out dry. Didn't know mama could look and see the same dirt that was on their face when they went in was on them when they came out. That's the problem with some of us as children of God. We come in and say hallelujah. We come in and say glory. We just don't want to be washed. We just as dirty, just as stinky. We just want people to know. I said thank you Jesus today. I said glory to them. We would have answered you, but you stunk so bad. He didn't want to see it, and neither did we. But let me tell you, when you do this right, like the scripture says, he said that he does not want to condemn us. So the first thing we have to do is say, Father, in the name of Jesus. And when we bend down, he will take us and wash us in the blood of the Lamb. He will dip us into his blood. He will dip us into a cleansing. He will dip us until we went in stinking and we come out clean. He washes us until all of our dirt, all of our trials, all of our tribulation, all the sin is just washed out. And he washes us and he washes us. Sometimes we get up, he says, oh, there's some dirt. He put us back down and he washed us and he washed us and he washed us. And then he said, oh, now you look just like me. And what do we have on? Jesus. He washes us until we come out looking just like Jesus. See, you can't say nothing if you know you're dirty on the inside. You can't say nothing if you ain't never been washed. But oh, let me tell you, if the Lord ever washed you, you can say hallelujah. If the Lord ever dipped you, you can say glory. If he ever did anything for you, you can say thank you, Jesus. Oh, you from the inside out all of us. Woo! Woo!
Bishop. He sent his son that nobody in this church, nobody in the world would have to die and go to hell. He loved us even before we loved ourselves. I don't know if you've ever been washed. He washed me till my feet did too. He washed me. He cleansed me. He made me whole. And today, I want you to know that God loves you just the way you are. Doesn't depend on how much money you got. Doesn't depend on what kind of car you drive. He said, I want you just like you are. He said, I want you because you are my children. I want you. St. John, God is calling for a prepared people today. God is calling for somebody to say, Father, here am I. Send me. He's calling today. He's calling. Don't let your background hold you back. He said, I'll cleanse you. Don't let what you used to do hold you back. He said, I'll write a new chapter for you. Don't let your friends keep you back. He said, you know what? Sometimes you got to let your old friends go so you can get a new manifestation. Tell me, God, I want you to know God loves you. And he's just asking. Doesn't matter what you've been doing these last 11 months. But on this Sunday, if you would just open up your heart and receive him, he will give you the desire of your heart. On this Sunday, if you would just reach out, he said he will reach down and to pick you up to a place where can't no devil ever bother you again. If you would just give him another chance. Because his word says that the world through Jesus might be saved. Are you glad to save today? Are you glad he died for you today? Are you glad he got up? Because when he got up, all of God's children got up. Are you glad today? Are you glad today? Lift your hand and say hallelujah. I prepare to go to my seat. Just want you to know, right where you are a miracle on the way to a happening. You are a miracle on the way to manifestation. Even on this first Sunday, there are 31 days in this month. By the end of the year, you can have your greatest miracle. You can be the greatest blessing. You're close, you're so close now. Don't give up. You're so close now to turn around and go back. Don't give up. Keep your faith. Keep your faith. Keep your faith. And know that God has your best interest. God got your back. He got your front. He got your side. God loves you. He loves you. God said this over. God bless you, St. John.